Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Hello, you guys. Hi, my darlings. How's everybody?
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning. Ooh, scratchy.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Don't get me sick.
Oh, are you guys sick in there?
No, I'm not.
Me sick.
Yeah, this guy comes in with strep throat and he's talking about people not getting sick.
Yeah, Maddie.
Are you kidding?
Poor Bob sharing the air in there.
Anyway, I'm sitting here trying to get my stuff out and you start talking to my butt and then you start talking about to my butt about your bathroom visit. And I'm like, what is happening?
It is true. I walked past the window here that looks into the studio and I'm like, oh, Vinny's still not here. That's weird. I come in and sure enough, he's crouched down. I mean, just like full on butt display.
Well,
it was so tempting.
Down there.
I was just like, what do? I move in? Like, what do I do here?
Smack it.
Well, I thought about it, you know?
HR, like, you can't do that.
I know. God, HR. No more fun anymore.
Yeah.
But I had this crazy experience in the bathroom.
This is already good.
It's not good. It's good. It's not that interesting. It's like so weird because I'm like, where did that come from? And I have some theories. So I walk in and Marcy from Live 105 is in there and she's so gorgeous. Gorgeous. And she's like brushing out her gorgeous hair and she's just like so sweet and, you know, sweet.
She's brushing her hair here?
Yeah, she's brushing her hair out, like getting it all fabulous.
You got a brush anywhere on you?
I do not. Uh-huh. Can't you tell? I never brush my hair.
I don't think I've seen anyone around here brush their hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not in the ladies' room. I see people brush their hair. There are people who
go to the bathroom to do it.
Yeah, so she's in the bathroom brushing her hair.
Oh, is that a thing? Like, you wouldn't do it here.
I don't feel like I would do it here. I would do it where I could look in the mirror, I guess. Do you carry a brush in your purse?
Only once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, if you're carrying a really big purse, like a lot of chicks come with like a full, she wears makeup. She's like all fab and everything. I'm not surprised at all that she carries a brush with her hair like that. So anyway, she's in there and we were just chatting a little bit. And then she takes off and I go into the stall and I'm sitting. And I look down and I'm like, is that a tick?
Oh.
And I was, so right in like between my feet, I'm looking.
On the ground.
On the ground.
Not in the toilet.
No. Oh, no. Thankfully, right?
Well, I don't know.
I don't want anything crawling up that I don't know.
Well, how do we know that didn't fall out of your pants?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it didn't fall out of my pants. It was dead, though. Like, it was.
You had a dead tick in your pants.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you right now, I never considered the possibility that it fell out of my pants. These pants came out of the dryer yesterday. I'm going to guess it didn't fall out of my pants. It was sitting there just between my feet, dead. And I did think, well, where did that fall off of? Like, where did that, who was carrying that and
yeah,
where?
Yeah, from where you were standing, right? If it's between your legs, that fell out of someone's pants.
Right? Like that's, or just maybe they have a dog and the dog brushed up against them and left a dead tick on them. And I don't know.
Well,
I don't,
maybe, but I mean, listen.
I'm also not examining for ticks when I'm in the bathroom. Like, I feel like if you found a tick on yourself while you were in the bathroom, there's no, like, it's not like my shirt's off and my pants are just at my knees. So like where, where did it come from? And would I have noticed it if it was on me? Would I be like, oh no, a tick, and pull it off and drop it on the floor? Like, I just, see, I told you it wasn't that exciting, but it is sort of mystifying. Like, how did it get there? Why is it there?
Ticks are a problem.
Who brought it? Yes.
I'm not into ticks.
I never like to see a tick. Well, you have a dog. You must, and with long hair, you must find big ticks on that dog sometimes.
Well, we have, but we also have found them on our kids.
Yes. Well,
and I've even taken a tick to the doctor to have them send it out for testing.
You can take it to a lab, that, and you actually should do that, because if you wind up with Lyme disease, then that's, you know, it's nice to be able to say, oh, here's the tick, and it tested positive for that. But yeah, I just thought that was unexpected.
If something was between my legs, because if I sit down on the toilet, which I would never do here, but anyway.
They do have ass gaskets right there.
You don't see what happens to the men's bathroom. You just don't.
You're right. I don't. I hear what's happening
in there. I know you
hear
stuff, but you don't see.
Have you ever noticed that, Bob? Like, when you're in the bathroom, you can hear with crispness everything that's being said, et cetera, in there.
I hear the guys chatting it up.
Yeah. It's very, don't go in there for a secret conversation. Let's put it that way. I'm just going to say that the soundproofing in this building, not a number one.
I love sports, but a lot of times, like, I'll go into the bathroom and one of the sports guys will be like, oh, your team's got a rough weekend ahead. And I'm like, looking, oh, my hat. Mm. Oh, I got a Giants lid on. Okay. Yeah, my team.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are in town. I got you. Okay. Mm. Takes a second.
Yep.
I'm just not always identifying.
Are you talking
as
to me?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm wearing a ball cap.
What?
It's true.
I just came into the bathroom, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, if I sat down to use the restroom and a tick was between my legs, I would assume it came out of my underwear.
Really?
Wouldn't you?
No, I didn't. It never crossed my mind that I had brought that tick with me.
In your underwear?
Anywhere.
There's a reason
Let's
to wear the thong, right?
A leg.
Were
right?
you working outside yesterday, or did you sunbathe out there in the grass yesterday?
I did both those things.
Oh, no.
However, I also, maybe that's why I was dead. I might have killed it in the hot tub, right? Immediately after I'm done sunning myself, I get in the hot tub. It's
You're tan, aren't you?
I'm pretty tan.
By now, you'll start to get a little color on you, and probably a nice enough base that you're not.
Yeah, like my legs aren't perfectly white anymore.
No, they look good.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
for you.
You. Thanks so much. You know what I'm noticing, though? Your scars don't tan. You see that? Can you see it?
Yeah.
That's from an airbag like 23 years ago. Yeah. It was right
your
when
Camry.
We first started. Yes. That's so crazy.
I was here.
I know, but still, it's so long ago that you'd remember something as specific as that. But yeah, I mean, my airbag went off and like blew a hole in my arm, and it's the thing that doesn't tan. And then you notice on your legs, like every shaving accident you've ever had, ladies, on your shins, you know, as you're pulling that razor up, there's like all these little like white lines on the front of my shin. Want to see? Here.
Yeah.
Just check that out.
Check that shin out.
Oh,
see,
look at you.
All the little scars.
You're racked up, but the sun is doing good things for your legs.
Yeah,
good for you.
It's nice. We're out there for 14 minutes, 7 minutes aside, just to get a little base tan, because we're going to be in bathing suits the whole time.
It's also good for you.
It is great. I agree. I feel like vitamin D is, it makes everything a little
in that
nicer.
Dose.
Yes.
This is not, I would never endorse the, I'm putting on
baby oil
and getting in the sun for 8 hours. No. That is ridiculous.
No. And when I'm out, if I'm gardening or if I'm out in the sun I just know I'm going to get a sunburn. So I put on sunscreen and I get a little sunscreen in my face lotion too.
Gardening.
Yes. Oh my God. You should see my garden though. It's so gorgeous. It is like just happening right now. Like every year I do these baskets and you have such high hopes. You have such high hopes for them. And you put in your little plants and you go to the nursery, float, ding, ding, shame. And I get all these little things. And then I just hope that they like get big and tumble over the sides. And they're just glorious right now. Mm.
Already?
Yeah, well, I put them in at the beginning of May. So they're getting pretty big. They're not that overgrown end of the season look. They're just like big and gorgeous and lolling over the sides. That's even a word.
Lolling?
I don't know. just leaning over the side. It's so nice. It's great. I love it. Just like pops of color everywhere, and all like my dahlias are going crazy.
Your dahlias?
Yeah, and my hydrangeas are amazing. It's probably hydrangea, right? Probably doesn't pluralize to hydrangea.
So you were definitely in an area where you could have gotten ticks.
Well, I do lay on a, back to the tick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I do lay on a, what are those things called? Like a chaise lounge, you know? So I'm not like in the grass laying there. I suppose it could have been my tick, but it really did feel like a tick that had been there for a bit. Maybe I'll go take a picture of it for you guys.
It's all right.
You don't want to see the tick.
Well, I mean, if you fear that you should bring it in for testing, then maybe you should.
I actually don't believe it's my tick. It's like I walked in, I pulled down and I sat. Like I wasn't like lingering or shaking off in front of the toilet.
This may be a little invasive, and if it is,
please,
certainly do not answer.
Don't hesitate.
But you know, I just want to make sure that HR, this is all on the up and up. But
yes.
Do you have a giant hair pie right now? Do you think there's any possibility was living inside your muff?
HR. Yeah.
Oh, this is definitely crossing the line.
I'm going to say there's no muff right now.
Okay.
They'll go on skin. Like I've found a tick on my neck before, just like hanging out. Like they don't have to be in hair.
Okay.
I think that's maybe why, I don't know. Where did you find your kids? Was it on their head?
No, I have found them in an armpit.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. They'll try and find
a leg.
Everyone's checking their armpits in the other room over there.
Yeah, it's gross. It's a bummer.
It is.
And you hear about the random friend or associate or whatever that it somehow ends up with Lyme disease.
Yes.
And it's scary.
It is.
Because there's not this, oh, well, we'll diagnose you and give you some medicine and you'll be fine in six weeks. It's a whole freaking thing.
Well, if you catch it and you've got the tick. And because sometimes it presents as it's like a little, they say it's like a little target. It's like a little circle that, but it doesn't always manifest that way. And my cousin who had Lyme disease, his did not have the sort of telltale, but I think he did have the tick and they wound up testing it. And then they just give you a barrage of antibiotics. Like they really just try to knock that out immediately. But if it doesn't get diagnosed early enough, people can suffer with it for years.
That's what I'm saying.
Wasn't it Avril Lavigne? She, like, for years she was sick.
This guy, he's the nicest man in the world. In fact, when I came back from Oregon in 08, I think it was for my birthday, you bought me a surfboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the surfboard that you bought me was by this guy in Santa Cruz, Michelle
Genode.
Oh, wait,
it was a art board.
And I became friends with him. Mm-hmm. I went and met him and had gotten many boards from him through the years. His wife had Lyme disease.
Mm.
And he's the one, like I got in this conversation with him where he was like, well, it's Lyme, Connecticut. It's a government thing. It was actually a biohazard. It was a bio warfare. They were going to use these ticks and then they got free and now they're out. No one wants you to know about that. But his wife was suffering greatly. So he was deep.
Yes, into the conspiracy stuff.
Deep in it, and was trying to get help in Oakland from Santa Cruz. Like there was someone who was seeing her, and it's a whole thing. And she was really sick.
Yeah,
from it, really sick. So I just ever since that, I've been on alert. I don't want no trouble.
It is a super mysterious disease, and a lot of people suffer with things that they never even saw a tick or think they had it, and wind up like later on
ticks. Like,
I know
the things I did when I was a kid. We used to swim in a creek of farm water runoff.
Yeah.
That I'm sure this was long before anyone gave a crap about organic. So I'm sure the runoff was not safe or healthy, and we swam in that, and
probably trudged through the woods and the
all
fields
the
to
stuff.
Get there.
I mean, all of it. And so to think that somehow I didn't find a tick through all that nonsense I was up to.
But just this is
no
a
one
reminder
even mentioned it though
to treat your cats and dogs for fleas and ticks. Like it's you know,
and check your muff.
If you have one of those, you know, do your due diligence down there.
Because Sarah may.
Yes, I may have
carried
that
in.
It's amazing that that occurred to you, because I never thought to myself, that's got to be mine.
Where did you think it came from? You said you had a theory.
Yeah.
I thought it did fall off somebody, but I was quite sure it wasn't off of me.
Mm.
But for no reason other than that couldn't be mine.
I'm going to be looking at everybody this morning. Does that look like a tick carrier? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, Bob, you're East Coast.
Yes, sir.
Ticks.
Yes.
Yeah. And West Nile virus. Those are the big ones.
Oh, I haven't heard that in years.
Well, that's the mosquito one. But that's an East Coast thing. Village's mom had that really bad.
I'll never forget. I used to go to this really cool day camp before my parents got divorced and I became poor. It was called Hideaway.
That's a sucky day.
And it was so freaking cool. But one day we were at a campfire and I thought a spark came out of the fire and like hit me on the forehead. I was like 5. I was stupid. And I was like, oh no, like I got hit by the fire. And all the counselors were acting really weird about it. And they took me to the med tent. And I think it was a tick and they had to burn it off of me, I think, with like, to get it to release because it had stuck to me. That's why it hurt. That's why it felt like I got like
that. That is the thing, is that you can pull a tick off, like a dog or a human, I guess, if it's really attached hard, and it will leave itself behind. Like you're just really pulling off the body and all the like grab on and all the bad stuff remains.
Yeah, so I think they used a lighter or something to get it to to take it off.
Burn all your hair off the top
spooky
of your head.
I know.
I'm really sorry your divorce broke the bank, though. That is terrible.
That's okay. It gave me character.
Yeah, well, you got to go through
I could still eat, so.
Yes. That's I'd love
divorce,
to dig into that.
And you went poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to know what your definition of poor is.
I know. It's all relative. Yeah, no, my parents got divorced, and every Sunday I had to switch from one house to the other. I had to buy all my
so
stuff.
You would be like rich for a week and then poor for a week and then rich for a week.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
In the end, did you pick one to stay with?
No.
And you're good with both?
Who got the sucky house? Dad?
No.
Oh, Dad stayed in the big house.
Yeah, he still lives in it, and he's almost 80. It's a whole
thing.
My
friend
Jason Raymond, his parents got divorced when we were young. It was one of the first divorces that I was like close to or around. And mom kept the house that they all lived in, and he ended up in a trailer.
Oh.
And it was that they went through the same thing, though. They'd go from their beautiful house to the trailer park back to their beautiful house. Oh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Guy couldn't afford both houses, so he had to do what he had to do.
Right.
So you guys didn't have your, like, my mom picked ticks off of me all the time. So
I got a lot of ticks as a kid, too. We were in the woods all the time.
Like, the big fat, they get fat. Like, I had thick hair, so I remember her pulling the big fat
never got fat on me. But they would get fat on my dog, though. Bruno would be covered in ticks. It was super gross.
Well, what was Lyme disease not a thing then?
I guess not.
You know what? I mean, not that we ever talked about it. I don't know when it started being a thing. It was probably, you know, when the government did all their experimenting with the bioweapon.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't.
I sat
think
there
kidding.
For 2 hours in a parking lot hearing the whole story. And I love him, actually. Yeah. He's a great guy. I feel terrible about his wife, but I definitely sat there for 2 hours hearing all about the government conspiracy that is. The Lyme disease was a bio-warfare thing.
So in 1975, a cluster of cases of arthritis was reported in Lyme, Connecticut, and then researchers discovered it was this disease, and that's when they started calling it Lyme disease.
Oh, arthritis. It is like an achy joint thing.
Yeah.
It can be.
It doesn't say anything about the government conspiracy. The,
well, Lyme, I think, isn't it an island right off Connecticut?
Oh, and I don't know.
He was like, it got off the island.
Oh.
And I was all, oh. I don't know.
I just thought Lyme was a town.
It's been a long time since I've heard the story, you know.
Yes, sure. All the details get a little muzzy.
Anyway, we really have.
Oh, we have.
Gone.
Ticks, everyone.
Just from a trip to the bathroom.
I know.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I really, my big takeaway was that long, beautiful hair on that chick who works down the hall.
Oh, you are into her.
Oh, I love her.
Yesterday, you were flirting with her in the hallway, and we played two songs.
I know. Oh, my God. In my defense, it was a really short. The first song was really short, and I walked in as it was ending. I'm like, oh, no!
It's not like you're in trouble. You don't need to defend yourself, but you definitely are into that chick.
It had to be like a 4.5-minute long song that was the second song. I'm like, okay, I guess we'll just sit here and wait for this song to end. Okay, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.